With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. There is increased opposition to a government spending bill.
President Trump is opposing the 1,700-page pork-filled government funding bill that would prevent a government shutdown. Some members of Congress announced Tuesday a deal had been reached, but President Trump and J.D. Vance released a joint statement on Wednesday criticizing the bill that provides a pay raise for Congress, provisions to prohibit investigations into members of Congress, funding for bioweapons labs, and over $800,000 in funding for queer trans initiatives, among many other things. Their statement told Republicans to toughen up against Democrats and call their bluff. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy spent Wednesday posting various pages from the bill on X, Musk saying no spending bill should be passed until President Trump takes office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also on SRNnews.com, the holidays are meant to be a time of celebration with family and friends, but they can also bring pressure to spend money on gifts and gatherings, among other things. The CEO and medical director of the American Psychiatric Association, Marketa Willis, suggests ways to release stress during the holidays.
I will do babysitting for you. I will cook a meal for you. Those kinds of things take that financial pressure off and make for a more joyous holiday season.
Credit card debt is rising and prices for many items are still high due to inflation. The suspect charged with shooting to death a health insurance company executive on a Manhattan street is being taken to hearings on related Pennsylvania criminal charges in efforts to extradite him to New York. Luigi Mangione faces a preliminary hearing on forgery and firearms charges and consideration of a fugitive from justice complaint. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 147 points. This is SRN News. A closer look at President Trump's nominees.
Democrats claim that Mr. Trump will turn his administration into some kind of evangelical Christian club as a favor to those who voted for him. But in fact, the soon-to-be president is nominating people of all kinds of faith backgrounds. There are several evangelicals represented there, but there's also numerous Catholics and several Hindus. President Trump has also selected a number of open homosexuals, making his nominees about as diverse as any Democratic president. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has unveiled its Oscar shortlists in 10 categories, and transgenderism is front and center. Netflix's transgender drug lord drama Emilia Perez was most named, advancing an international feature, original score, original song, sound, and hair and makeup. On the documentary shortlist is Will and Harper, a movie about actor Will Ferrell and his friend Harper Steele. This is SRN News. Workers at several Amazon facilities are going on strike in an effort to pressure the company into a labor agreement.
The Teamsters say Amazon has ignored a December 15th deadline the union set for contract negotiations. The union says it represents nearly 10,000 workers at 10 Amazon facilities, a small portion of the 1.5 million people working in Amazon warehouses and corporate offices. Amazon says it doesn't expect the strike to impact its operations. The union says the strikes are taking place at one Amazon warehouse in San Francisco and 6 delivery stations in Southern California, New York City, Atlanta, and Skokie, Illinois. I'm Donna Water.
Police say the shooter who killed a student and teacher at a religious school in Wisconsin this week brought 2 guns to the school. The 15-year-old girl also was in contact with a man in California who authorities say was planning to attack a government building. More details at SRNews.com.